Good fucking morning, bitches. No, I'm just kidding. Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to another episode of Grow the Fuck Up with Maria. Muzz fucking dog. What is up? I need to stop saying that. I'm going to begin with a little bit about my week because I started a new job last week and it's going pretty good. I believe. Like, there's a lot of shit that I still need to learn, and it's probably going to take me 6+ weeks to fucking do it properly, but it's getting me there. It's setting me up for next year when I want to go to uni and I have a job, and, you know, I'm going between Toowoomba and Brisbane now, but it's going to be worth it at the end of the day, and next year is going to be so fucking good. Liam, yeah, so that's great. At the moment, my podcast... haven't been feeling the greatest about it, to be honest. I've been feeling quite a lot of pressure to be better and, you know, actually have some sort of community within my audience, if you know what I mean. Which I probably don't in hindsight. Like, I know there's a few girls and they've messaged me, and a few guys, like my friends and stuff, always tell me like it's going great. You know, don't put too much pressure on yourself and, you know, like, just keep going, like, consistency is key, and I think that is correct. But so what I'm going to be doing is, like, monetizing my podcast, but I'm going to start by, like, making a new Instagram page, which is going to be called GTFU Podcast. It's on Instagram. I posted one thing, and it's a quote that I sort of constructed on Canva or some sort of like app. Anyway, so I trademarked that shit because that was pretty good, I reckon. Anyway, that's the quote that we're going to start off this episode, and I'm probably going to start posting like audio sound waves and stuff on my Instagram and also my podcast, so GTFU Podcast Instagram as well. So stay tuned, watch this space, and, you know, text me, DM that Instagram, DM my personal Instagram at Maria_ And, you know, like, both of these IG handles have grow the fuck, like, my profile pictures is grow the fuck up. So you'll know that it's me, but just typing Maria or GTFU podcast, whatever. Anyway, so yeah, my podcast is going... it's mediocre, which is fine. Like, I really love feedback, and I think that it is probably the most important sort of drive for me at the moment. But I'm also learning myself. Like, I'm sort of trying to practice what I preach a lot more than what I usually do. And I think that's a major thing in learning, like, in relation to this episode, because this episode is all about caring about who, like, what, and how you think of yourself in order to stop caring about what other people think. So also three things that I've learned this week. I'm just going to do this because I think you should always look back and reflect on the week you've had or like a lesson you've had and sort of portray it in your future self and see what you can learn with it as well. So three things I've learned. So probably the number one is communication on a problem you have with someone is key. Communicate about it, talk about it, express why you have a problem with it, express like what is the reason that you feel a certain way or do a certain thing. And, you know, you're not alone if you do something but you think, like, practicing what you preach. I sort of am really like struggling with that, to be honest, because I'm still human and I still like backtrack and I still like don't fully understand the world. Like, I'm 20 years old and I'm giving advice to other 20-year-olds, but yet I'm still like only lived 20 years of my life and half of it was doing fucking nothing and just being a sick little kid doing whatever the fuck I want. But doing that taught me a lot of things. Anyway, I'm going on a fucking tangent. Communicating and just reflecting on who you want to be and portraying that in your future self, like seeing it. If you don't see it in your future self, leave it at the door. Don't bring it in to your mind anymore. Like, just pull it out, pretend it's a fucking piece of string out your ear and just pull it out and just don't think of it ever again. Because if you don't see it in your future self, if you don't see someone in your future, be gone. Like, bygones. There is no point keeping that person there if you no longer benefit from it. And they know, like, if it's not reciprocated. No point whatsoever. Because no one's benefiting from it. Only one person is. And I think a lot of friendships and relationships are based on whether you benefit from it or not. And if it's not reciprocated, it's usually like the person that is either benefiting from it the most is usually not suffering the most. Like, they are the ones that are optimized, and the other person is the one that's suffering more than the person that's actually benefiting from it most. Anyway, I'm gonna stop going on a tangent. The next one is, every job that I've ever started so far, I have never ever been completely myself to begin with. So I've always been like a really shy, which sort of is myself in a way. I've been really shy. I try and be really polite in the best way. That's not usually the way I am polite. I'm sort of a different person, but slowly learning to just let it out really early on, just because I don't like changing. Sort of like, last year, apparently I was a fucking mute. They used to call me mute because I didn't talk and I didn't like get involved in conversations, and I just didn't speak up, and I still don't do that. But like, this is obviously me learning how to speak, essentially. This is like me actually having conversation with myself and actually reflecting on what I know in order to teach others to reflect on what they know, and also like give them advice and positivity and things that they can actually think about and like do for themselves, like set them little tasks and stuff like that, essentially. But I'm not, anyway. Third thing is positivity towards your goals is fucking detrimental. If you're not positive, this is what manifesting in episode 5, I think it was. Episode 5 was all about manifesting and how to be positive. And, you know, it was a brief summary. Oh my God, I'm stuttering. I do have a stutter too, by the way. It was a brief summary of what manifesting is and what positivity does for you and your life. And I've realized that being positive towards my goals, like, recently I got an open license, Queensland license, and should have done that ages ago, but I didn't. And you know, like, this is now working towards my blue card and my first aid card, and now I can actually start doing my fucking personal training certificate again and like keep following with it, and hopefully I finish that by June. So I'm like trying to be positive and try and even create some sort of space where I can be, I guess, really determined to get things done, but positively, like not putting too much pressure on myself to get this done and this done and this done and this done within a day, where there's no way I could do it in a day. There's no way I could get a blue card and a first aid certificate and my Queensland license in the same day. Like, there's so many there's so many things that you have to go through, so many processes that you have to go through, so many things that you have to pay for, so many things that you need to be aware of before you actually do it. Because like the other day I went and got my fucking Queensland license and I have to wait like a week because they had to send it away and get it approved, and then I have to come back in and get it. So it's just like so many fucking things that you have to be aware of, and but also be positive towards. And also, like, I guess while you didn't get that license that certain day, you still have a week to do other things in order to sort of set yourself up for when you do get your license. What are you going to do then? Are you going to get your blue card straight away? Are you going to apply for it straight away? It's $100 or it's free, like, depending on who you are and what situation you're in. And then are you going to get your first aid straight after that? Like, and then are you going to start, and then are you going to submit that all in the same day or all in within 3 days of getting your license? Just shit like that, that, you know, you really got to be positive towards and also be aware of and set yourself up. if that door has closed to you for a number of days. And, you know, closed doors don't always stay closed. That's what I mean. Like, I guess the license part for me is it closed the door for 5 days because I couldn't apply for my blue card. And then I had to send that into my job and also send it into my personal training company. And, you know, that left 5 days for me to do, you know, like anything that I could prepare myself for. Like, I could easily, like, gone and made a blue card account thing on Queensland, whatever it is. And then I could easily start signing up for a blue card. And then as soon as I get my license, you know, I can apply for that because I need to get my license number for that blue card. And I need to do all this stuff for this blue card. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. I just recorded 11 minutes of the intro. That's fucked. Anyway, let's get into it, hey? So my advice-based quote, and this is, I posted this quote on my Instagram last night. I just archived it because I was like, I don't really know if I want to post it on my personal Instagram, but I might do it tonight. But I posted it on GTFU podcast at Instagram handle. So how to stop caring about what people think of you. Start caring about how you think of yourself. And I put an Instagram question, like I put an questionnaire on my Instagram story yesterday. And the question was, what do you want to give less of a fuck about? And I'm going to read out the answers. So what people think about me. Anything to do with small town bitchiness and rumours, being judged on things that don't actually matter, exam week, getting my shit together, being insecure about my body, the pressure of having to find a partner in your 20s, feeling the pressure to hustle and be busy 24/7, having to look, feel a certain way to be accepted, especially in small towns, money, people's opinions on my small insecurities. Now, the general scope of these answers is, and I'll quote this, the influence of other people that influence the perspective of the self, which means people influence what you think and what you should think about yourself, which is completely fucking wrong because whatever society says is always usually fucking wrong and always usually conventional and always usually fucking stupid and it's so fucked. And to elaborate on this in the simplest way is start caring about how and what you see of yourself. Be as you wish to seem, practice what you preach. You know, like nearly everything about you is modifiable and changeable except for your genetics and your DNA. Like that shit, you can't change. Your family bloodlines, you can't change, but you can change who you see as family and who you feel as family. Like, how you think, feel, what affects you the most, what affects you the least, how you see yourself, others, and life, like purely like judgment, criticism on other people and on yourself, and pressure, and how you see money, how you interpret things like constructive criticism, simple questions, conversations, what other people wear, what other people say, how other people feel. Your environment is modifiable. Like, if you are stuck, it's the most important fucking thing, honestly. If you're in a shit environment where your family is negative, your friends are negative, the school you go to has completely fucked your mental health, or the people around you have completely fucked your mental health, or your family is really supportive and loving and positive and your friends are positive, or maybe you have that one friend that's negative and being a fucking negative Nancy and she's toxic or he's toxic, get the fuck, piss her off. Like, it's okay to be, it's okay to end things. Close doors, open new doors. Like, the closed door of her, like, let's say that toxic friend, if you get rid of her, like, if you get her out of your life, she literally never exists in your life anymore. Like, she will not exist in your life, which means you will not have the problem of her negative shit impacting your mental health. Or her, or his men, like, or him, or your boyfriend or something, if he's a negative fucking twat. If he's negatively influencing, I guess, your outlook on life and your outlook on him and your outlook on yourself, then why the fuck would you want to stay with that? Like, why would you want that in your life? People get used to it. And that is the most detrimental thing about toxic people, is that people feel like they either deserve that sort of love and sort of vibe in their life, and or they, because of their past, they believe that that is normal and that there is no different. There is not a different. There is no positive. There is no positive and negative. There is no normal way. There's no different way of being negative, or there's no different way of living or seeing a certain person or anything like that. Everyone is different. And if you never see that, then you're never really going to live. You're never going to realize that the world is fucking awesome. Like myself, I have the worst, like I've had the worst outlook on life. I've been negative. I wanted to fucking kill myself. I wanted to, this is a bit TMI, but you know, like just things I did. I didn't want to be alive. I didn't want to see people. I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to engage in conversation with certain people. And like the whole outlet that I had was soccer, horses and school. To be honest, at school I could be a fucking cunt if I wanted to, and I'd probably get away with it. Like, I didn't have to talk to anyone. I didn't want to be friends with anyone. Certain people didn't want to be friends with me, and that was fine. Like, people bullied the fuck out of me, and I still was like, whatever. It's not my problem, that's yours. Like, even last year, I was not... I hate saying bullied because I don't like being... I don't victimize myself too much, but, like, these things happen. The certain bloke last year was, like, being a fucking cunt all the time. And at the end of the day, whenever he said something, I would be like, that's not my problem, mate. That's yours. Like, you have that problem with me. I don't have that problem with myself. Not my fucking problem. Deal with it your own way. Don't put your shit onto me. I think I just went on a massive fucking tangent. But what I'm saying is, your environment and who you let into your life and who you let leave your life is detrimental onto every aspect of your health determinants, like your mental health, your spiritual health, your cognitive, your physical health. Like, there's usually 5 determinants of health, I'm pretty sure, if that's what they call it. I don't know, my PE teacher, if she ever listens to this, she's gonna fucking kill me. Anyway, that's a inside joke. But things you can't change, like your genetics, your family bloodlines. Like, you can change how you see, feel and do with your family. Like, if you, like, family isn't just blood. Family can be friends. Family can be anyone you want to be family. But bloodlines is unmodifiable. Like, you will always have someone in your bloodline, and someone that you didn't like, or someone that you don't like, or someone that you don't want to like, or someone you don't want to get along with. You know, that sort of shit. So what the most important thing to take away from, what I took away from all these answers that I got from Instagram, is the influence of other people that influence the, it is the influence of other people that influence the perspective of yourself, of how you look at yourself, how you view yourself. It is because you care so much about what other people think and see of you, that you see it in yourself, that you see the things that you wouldn't like about yourself, or if you would like them. Like, you're sort of looking in from out, like a out of body experience sort of thing. You look at yourself and go, oh, I wouldn't like that. But if you see yourself as that, like that, and if you, like, I guess, have the pressure, or if you see yourself as someone that you wouldn't like if you met them, that is something, that is saying something to you. Like, that is something you either want to, you should change, or you should reflect on and probably change. Yeah. But the other thing is to give less of a fuck about what people think. Start caring, giving a fuck about how you think of yourself. If you don't want to be seen as some dropkick fucking some dropkick person that, you know, doesn't have anything to do, doesn't really like them, their life, doesn't like themselves, they don't want to be seen as a dropkick because of the people they hang around. Stop hanging around the fucking people that are seen as a dropkick. Stop fucking change your environment. Change the people you see, that you're seeing yourself with, I guess. Like, yeah, whatever, don't judge a book by its cover and don't judge a group by its fucking clothes or whatever. But if you don't, like, bottom line is, if you don't want to be seen as a certain person, then don't be a certain person. Like, don't have all these influences over you that, I guess, project a certain person. If you don't like being seen as a certain fucking person, be as you wish to seem. Hang around with the people you want to be seen as. Hang around, like, learn the things that you want to be seen as a person, as a human, as an individual. This is the main thing that I think about is, if you want to be in a supportive friend group, like, figure out what your assets are, figure out what your greatest values and morals are, and then find the people and reflect on the people you've been with, and, like, I mean, been with as in been friends with or been in relationships with. Reflect on the past, realize and think about what you want in your future, and change the present. Every moment of your life, you have an opportunity to change. You have an opportunity to go a different pathway, take a different street, go, instead of walking in the park, walk in the main street and have a look at what's around you. See who hangs with who, see who's seen with who, see who's not seen with who, but are actually genuinely friends with. Like, if you don't want to be seen, like, this is the problem with high school and primary school. People hang around the people that they're comfortable with, but if they don't want to be seen with someone, a certain person, because of the way they're interpreted in society, then fucking don't. Like, if you're being friends with them secretly behind closed doors, and then you're either being seen with them, and then you don't want to be seen with them outside of closed doors, grow the fuck up. Figure out what you want to actually, how you want to be, like, what sort of friend you want to be, how you want to be interpreted, if you give a fuck about being interpreted in society, and just be a genuine, like, think about what you want and who you want to be seen as. For instance, myself in a small town, I did not give a fuck. And, you know, my family, I don't know if, like, yeah, people know who I am and who my family are. Like, everyone does. Everyone knows who everyone is. Everyone has their own opinions and, you know, interprets people different ways. But I genuinely didn't give a fuck because my family does not give a fuck. And that's okay. Like, if you don't want to fucking care about how people look at you, that is a good thing. Start caring about how you see yourself. Because when I started, and I started doing that very early on, and I think, like, even being with, like, I'd rather, like, people used to see us as 15-year-old sluts, but it was the fucking 20-year-old men, 20-plus men, that were being fucking weird and, like, being fucking gross and hitting on 15-year-old girls. Like, sorry? Sorry, that's the 15-year-old girl who hasn't reached maturity yet? That's her problem? That's her fault? No, I don't think so. Like, there were some people that I used to be friends with that I didn't actually want to be seen and interpreted as the same as. And that's when you know that the relationship, friendship isn't genuine. It's benefit. It's, like, either one-sided or it's partly reciprocated, but it's not supportive. It's not actually a friendship. Like, it's not real friendship. And I think that's the difference between Sam and I and everyone else that we've ever been friends with, is we didn't care how we were interpreted in society because we knew who we were and we knew each other and we knew, you know, what our values and our morals were, like, in discretion of whatever anyone ever, like, what the rumours were and what, I guess we knew what we did and what we, who we hung around with and who we, you know, like, obviously you've got to learn, you've got to live to learn and you've got to learn to live. And you can't do one without the other. Anyway, the moral of the story is who fucking cares? If you focus on what you and what how and what you see of yourself, everything will flow and follow in that footsteps. You will stop caring about what people think of you because you know who you are, you know what you care about, you know what you stand for, and you know what you want to do with your life and who you are in your life. For example, anything to do with small town mentality. If you know what small town mentality is and you avoid it and you can reflect on what is and who is and who, like, sort of has sculpted the small town mentality and who actually projects it, you will always be ahead and winning. You will always be better than everyone else if you know what is what. If you know what small town mentality is, if you know what judgment is and why people judge. And judging people is fine. Like, it's okay. Judgment starts with insecure mentality. Like, you're always going to not like something about yourself, so you're always going to judge someone for having either the same thing or something better than you or worse than you. So it's a hard thing. I'm definitely not in the zone of, like, haven't even reached self-love yet. Like, I'm still really trying. But I think that I definitely have started seeing people in a different light when I started accepting things that I have and that aren't ever going to go away and that I can actually modify in order for myself to actually learn to like. And you always will project your interpretation and change your interpretation of yourself, of others, by changing the interpretation of yourself, by loving yourself first. It's cliche, but it's the truth. And another thing is, one man's treasure is another man's trash, and one man's trash is another man's treasure. If you have the pressure of doing all this shit, like hustling and be busy 24/7, or having the pressure of finding a partner in your 20s, or having to find a partner in your 20s, it's fucking bullshit. Like, look at all the people that don't have a partner in their 20s. And all the successful people that haven't had a partner in their 20s, or have had a partner, but they don't now, and they're 30 or whatever. Like, yeah, they will also have the pressure of having to find a partner now, and having to settle down and have kids, if that's what they want to do. But the moral of that, I guess, judgment is, the people closest to you are influencing you the most. So, yeah, it's okay to be influenced by the people who are close to you, but it is so much, like, it's so okay that you defy what they say, that you do what you feel like doing and feel like is right for you and what feels right for you. And that is either going to change when you decide, or that is going to change when society decides, and it's up to you to, I guess, reiterate what comes first, you or society. Who fucking cares? You are the only person that should fucking care about your fucking self. You can have opinions about other people, but at the end of the day, an opinion is a reflection of who you are. And if you think someone is ugly, or something is ugly, or something is not right, that is a reflection of you and your influences and how you interpret the world. And on that fucking bombshell, I'm going to end it right there. Beautiful ending. Anyway, so the main thing to take away from this is start caring about how you think of yourself and the rest will follow. You will stop giving a fuck what other people think to a limit. There is a specific limit, but you will understand this when you get there. And just whatever makes you fucking happy, it is your life. If you got to determine other people's lives, you'd be fucking sick of it. So it's so much simpler just to think of your life as either a game or like an avatar or a character. Who do you want to portray? Who do you want to be? How do you want to see yourself in 10 years, like time? Like, how do you want to look back on yourself? How do you want to regret your life and the way that you saw other people and yourself? Do you want to regret that? You probably don't. So start fucking caring about how you think of yourself and the rest will fucking follow. Thank you for listening again. Love you all. Ciao.